If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We count it all joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Church is in the midst of a great fall program where we are reaching families for Christ in our festival of faith. We'd be happy to have you and your family come and share with us the good things of the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church today. Our family plan is well underway. We're calling on families all over the Metroplex to take a reassessment of their lives and to find out really where they are with Jesus Christ. The only important thing in your life, my friend, is your relationship to Christ. The most important thing your family can have today is a church home, a church relationship, a contact with God, a place to bring the family where you can know that the Bible is going to be given them. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We invite you to come and visit our Sunday school today at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, and our only textbook is the Bible. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We have a graded choir program at 5:45. We have a training hour at 5:45. And especially would we invite you to come to the training hour during these days in our adult class of the training time. We have a tremendous series underway entitled Science and the Bible. This class is being taught by one of our deacons, Brother J.W. Huffman. It would be a pleasure to welcome you at 5:45 to the training time, and you can learn what the Bible has to say about science in this special series of lessons, Science and the Bible, taught by Brother Huffman. You'll enjoy it. It'll be a blessing to you. So why not just plan to bring the whole family and enjoy all the services here at Worth Baptist Church today? Remember the schedule of services: our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our training time hour at 5:45, and our evening worship service at 7. All of these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs. You'll find a warm welcome and a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are now underway with the construction of our new building on our 14-acre site at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We covet your prayers as the building is being built for us to move in that direction and reach many people in the Metroplex with the gospel of redeeming grace. In the meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking for you today. Because October is Radio Anniversary Month, I want to take just a moment to remind you of the free gift that can be yours simply by writing during the days of October. To all who write during October, Radio Anniversary Month, we're going to send one of my books of sermons entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is yours, free and postage paid, simply by writing to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. This word of special announcement before I begin my message. On Monday and Tuesday, October the 25th and 26th, we're having a Bible conference with our special speaker, Dr. Curtis Hudson, pastor of the Forest Hills Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Hudson is a well-known speaker across America, and you would do well to hear him in this Bible conference. Remember, it's only 2 nights, Monday night and Tuesday night, October 25th and 26th at 7:30 each evening here at Worth Baptist Church. Make your plans now to attend the Bible Conference with Dr. Curtis Hudson. And don't forget, we'll be looking forward to seeing you today in the services and hearing from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, once again, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. Remember, if you write during October, we'll send you free and postage paid my book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Write and ask for it during anniversary, radio anniversary month. That is the month of October, so anytime during this month that you write, we'll be happy to send you the book of sermons. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ the Great I Am. I shall read from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Jesus Christ, Thy Son, and our Savior. We thank Thee for salvation through His wonderful work upon the cross and His resurrection from among the dead. We ask for every listener to this program today. Our sick and shut-in friends, we pray Thou wouldst bless them. Our aging friends in the rest homes, all over the Metroplex. Then, Father, for those who know not Christ as Savior, we pray that this broadcast would bring many to Him. Bless every listener. Bless our nation. Bless our president, our governor, our city officials, our congressmen. Bless the structure of government in our nation today. And may men in high positions realize that America needs Christ. And may all over America, Christian people continue to pray for revival in our day. This is our prayer. And these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, at verse 13, I read, And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Christ the great I am. Isn't it amazing where we find God? Isn't it surprising sometimes how God makes Himself known? My text is a case in point. Who would have ever thought that God would be found in a dry, howling desert? Who would have ever thought that God would speak out of a bush? The wonderful thing about it all is this, that it was none other than Jesus Christ, the great I Am, who spoke to Moses that day on the backside of the desert. He spoke to Moses in the desert of Midian with a voice of authority. He said, I am. Earlier, he had spoken to Abraham on the plains of Mamre in the voice of assurance. To Abraham, he said, Fear not, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Later, he spoke to Joshua on the banks of the Jordan. He spoke in a voice of action. To Joshua, he said, Arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land that I promised to your fathers. My friend, in this broadcast, through this message, from this messenger, out of the Bible, Jesus Christ, the great I Am, is speaking to you. He is speaking to you about His willingness to save you. He's speaking to you about His power. He's speaking to you this moment. He wants to help you. The most all-inclusive name that Christ ever took for Himself is the name I Am. And what does that name mean? Well, in the first place, it means He is self-existent. Jesus Christ, the great I Am, lives by His own power. He maintains His own life. It means, furthermore, that He is eternal. He did not say, I was or I shall be, but I am. It also means that Jesus Christ is unchangeable. He always will be what He always was. It means that He will never grow older because He is already the Ancient of Days. He will never grow wiser. He already possesses all the wisdom of God. He will never grow stronger. He already has all power in heaven and upon the earth. By the same token, Jesus Christ possesses everything. He is the great I Am, and He never changes. Paul put it this way in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Furthermore, it means that He is incomprehensible. I read in Colossians 2:9, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I have this question for you. Who can comprehend the Godhead? No one. Christ is incomprehensible. And not only that, He is all-sufficient. When Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" he did not limit himself by saying, "I am strong," or "I am mighty," or "I am powerful." He simply said, "Tell them I am." It is as though He wrote His name at the top of a scroll that would eventually reach around the globe and left it blank for His people to fill in whatever they needed Him to be. I have a question for you today. What do you need God to be in your life? What do you need for Christ, the great I Am, to be to you in this hour? Are you tired? The great I Am says, "I am your rest." Are you weak? The great I Am says, "I am your strength." Are you sad? The great I Am says, "I am your comfort." Are you hungry? The great I Am says, "I am your bread." Are you thirsty? The great I Am says to you, "I am your water of life." Could it be that you're lonely? The great I Am says to you, "I am your companion, and I will never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you all the way." Are you bound by the limitation of time? Remember, the great I Am says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." Are you sick? The great I Am says, "I am your great physician." Are you lost? The great I Am says, "I'm your Savior, I'm your guide, I'm your salvation." Could it be that you're draped in darkness mentally and psychologically today? Then the great I Am says to you, "I am the light of your world." Are you poor? The great I Am says, "I am your riches." Are you like a sheep who has gone astray and lost its way? The great I Am says, "I am your good shepherd." Yes, my friend, the great I Am is whatever you need Him to be in this hour. Let me point out to you three things about the great I Am. Jesus Christ, the great I Am, offers peace to the troubled heart. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And in Isaiah 26:3, we read, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Now, let me emphasize the word mind. Your mind must be stayed upon Him. The road to peace begins in the mind. In the midst of your trouble, there are five things you need to do. I note them very quickly. First of all, in the midst of your trouble, start thinking about God. Second, start praising God. Third, start believing God. Fourth, start talking to God. And fifth, start letting God talk to you as you read the Bible. Now, these things will guarantee you peace of mind. Remember, the Scripture says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And then in the book of Philippians chapter 4, Paul gives us a prescription for peace. Paul says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Then, my friend, the greatest mental therapy in any book, from any psychologist, from any psychiatrist that you could find anywhere in the world today, is written in Philippians 4:8-9. Paul says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That, my friend, is a written guarantee that if your mind is stayed upon Christ and you're thinking upon those lovely, just, honest, good, pure things, Jesus Christ will give you peace in your troubled heart today. In the second place, Jesus Christ, the great I Am, promises hope to the hopeless soul. In Psalm 39:7 it is written, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee." We're living in an age of depression, despondency, disillusionment, and despair. Our culture is characterized by fear, frustration, and anxiety. Much of this is caused by one thing, principally, the feeling of isolation from someone who really cares. Perhaps I'm speaking to someone today who says, "Nobody cares for me. Nobody cares whether I live or die. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me." My friend, you're wrong. I want to tell you that God wants you, that God loves you, that God cares for you. The Bible says God loves you, and it is a fact that Jesus Christ died for you because He indeed loves you and cares for you. Jesus Christ is the greatest hope dispenser of all ages. Wherever He went, He brought hope. Whatever He did, He assured people of hope. Whatever He said, He instilled hope in the hearts of men. But some of you are asking, "But what about me? What about my home, my family, my circumstances, my situation? What about my problems? What about my psychological hang-ups? What about my fears and frustrations?" Well, my friend, I hasten to tell you this good news. Jesus Christ can pick up the broken strands of your life and bring them together to spell H-O-P-E, hope. You see, Christ and hope are synonymous. And when you have Christ, you have hope. Millions of people are searching for hope today, but they're searching in the wrong places. Where are you searching for hope? In the bottle? In drugs? In fun? In frolic? In revelry? You will not find hope there. Are you seeking for hope in dollars and cents in the stock market? In your bank account? In your world travels? In your friends and acquaintances? Where are you seeking for hope? My friend, there is but one source of hope, and that is Jesus Christ. Our hope is not in Washington. Our hope is not in the Democrats or the Republicans. Our hope is not in Wall Street. Our hope is not in the military stockpile. Our hope is in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. You and I must learn that our hope is only in God. When we put our hope in any other person or any other group or anything, we are writing our own prescription for misery and despair. Cheer up, my friend. Jesus Christ, the great I Am, promises hope to you today. Then in the third place, Jesus Christ, the great I Am, guarantees life after death. The one basic question men have asked and attempted to answer through the ages is this: is there life after death? Socrates asked this question, Plato asked it, Aristotle, Zeno, and all the rest of the great philosophers were bothered by the question, is there life after death? Too bad that all of these brainy boys didn't have a copy of the book of Job. For in the book of Job, chapter 14, at verse 14, old man Job asked the question, if a man die, shall he live again? And then in the 19th chapter at verse 25, Job answered his own question, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that his feet shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. The great I Am put it this way, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yes, my friend, the great I Am guarantees life after death. Those loved ones that you have buried in the faith, those whom you've gone out to the grave and wept bitter tears over, my friend, don't be as those who have no hope. Jesus Christ is coming. The dead in Christ will rise first. There is hope for every believer, and there is life after death. Paul says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. This, my friend, is the guarantee that the great I Am gives you. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The great I Am is waiting to answer your prayer at this moment. In Jeremiah 33:3, we read, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You can depend on the great I Am when you can depend on no one else. When all other sources fail, the great I Am is ready right this moment to answer your prayer. Pray to Him in this moment, and may God bless you as you do. As we leave the broadcast, we remind you of our invitation for you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And remember, during Radio Anniversary Month, all who write will receive a free copy of my book of sermons entitled, Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. Write today for your free copy, and may the Lord bless you as you do. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.